Go now your way, quod he, all still and soft, and let us dine as soon as that you may, for by my chillender 'tis prime of day. Go now, and be as true as I shall be. Now else, God forbid, sir, quod she. And forth she goes, as jolly as a pie, and bade the cooks that they should them hie, so that men might dine, and that anon. Up to her husband is this wife begone, and knocketh at his counter boldly. Kila, quod he. Peter, it am I, quod she. What, sir, how long will you fast? How long time will you reckon and cast your sums and your books and your things? The devil have part on all such reckonings. You have enough, pardee, of God's send. Come down to-day, and let your bags stand. Ne be you not ashamed that Dorn John shall fasting all this day a lenger gone? What, let us hear a mass, and go we dine. Wife, quod this man, little canst thou divine the curious business that we have. For of us chapmen, also God me save, and by that Lord that cleped is St. Ive, scarcely amongst 12 twain shall thrive continually, lasting unto our age. We may well make an cheer and good visage, and driven forth the world as it may be, and keepen our estate in privity, till we be dead, or else that we play a pilgrimage, or go out of the way. And therefore have I great necessity upon this quaint world to vise me. For evermore we must stand in dread of hap and fortune in our chapman head. To Flanders will I go to-morrow at day, and come again as soon as ever I may. For which, my dear wife, I thee beseech, as be to every wight buxom and meek, and for to keep our goods be curious, and honestly govern well our house. Thou hast enough in every manner wise, that to a thrifty household may suffice. Thee lacketh no array, nor no vitail, of silver in thy purse shalt thou not fail. And with that word his counter door he shut, and down he goes, no longer would he let. But hastily a mass was there said, and speedily the tables were laid, and to the dinner fast they them sped, and richly this monk the chapman fed.